Jesus talking about giving an answer to the question about greatest commandments in the law. Again, just a little context, this happens. We're continuing in Matthew's gospel, basically, from previous weeks. So Jesus, at this point, is most likely in the temple area. This would have been Tuesday, March 31st of 33 AD. Again, the following Friday, Jesus goes to his death. So he's kind of giving his last teachings to the people in the temple area and in general to his apostles and disciples before he goes to his death. And so he's asked this question about what is the greatest in the law, what is the greatest commandments in the law. And Jesus gives the two great commandments: to love God with your whole heart, all your strength, all your mind, all your soul, and then to love your neighbor as yourself. So you think about this. What does this actually mean? What is love? You know, there's a lot of ideas out there, and I think people have, and everybody, but a lot, there can be a number of people who don't have the right idea about what love really is. Love is ultimately, it's a choice. It's a choice to choose the good, to choose God. Because we're made for God, and love comes from God. So we're called to choose God, to want to serve the Lord, to want to thank the Lord, to want to be the Lord's servant, to want to be the Lord's child. Jesus talks about this a number of times. He says, if you love me, you will keep my commands. So Jesus has laid out for us how we're called to love. And Jesus did the will of the Father perfectly, so he wants all of us to do the same. If we really love, it's just like, I want to do all that I can to please the Lord, to serve the Lord. I want to do everything that I can. And so if God has laid out things for us, it's just like, here's what you are called to do. We want to do it. Some people think, well, it's just so painful. I don't want to do this or that. Or, being a Catholic, we're kind of all tied down. It's just like, is that love? No, love is like, I want to serve the Lord. I want to follow what he asked me to do. Lord, show me the way. Show me how I'm supposed to do that. I want to do it. So that's important for us to be mindful of, love in that way. Jesus said at one point, no greater love than this than to lay down one's life for one's friend. And that's what our God did. He sent his only son into the world to die for us. That's a huge thing of what he did. Jesus did was to die for us, to lay down his life for his friends. We are Jesus' friends if we follow him. If we don't follow him, it's just like we're distancing ourselves. So again, Jesus is emphasizing that, to follow the Lord, to lay down our lives in various ways for our friends. It's one of the things about us loving our brothers and sisters. Sometimes we do things that they might see as not loving, but it really is loving them. It's interesting, the martyrs. The martyrs, they're witnesses of the faith, and they laid down their lives. Sometimes it was for other people. You think of Maximilian Kolbe, he gave up his life to save another. But a number of the martyrs were died because they wouldn't renounce their faith. Well, who were they dying for then? Obviously, they were dying for God, but why were they dying? Because they wouldn't do something that would offend or go against God, what God had instructed. So that's right there. It's just like, hey, I'm going to follow the Lord as best as I can in everything. Everything, I want to follow the Lord. And that's loving the Lord. That's what Jesus tells us. So, you know, it gets in that great commandment, the first one. It's like loving God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind. It's like, yeah, we have that mindset. It's just like, I give you everything. We're actually just responding to God who initiates love. God is love. And he shows us love. He is love. He's the one who loved us first. That's what Scripture says as well. So when we're responding back to God who loved us first. That's why God says, hey, I love you. Do this. It's like a parent. It's like, I love you, son or daughter. Just do this. This is going to be good for you. And so we're called to respond to that love that God has for us. You know, so it's ultimately God who loves us. We're just responding. Yes, Lord, I believe and I want to do all that I can to serve you and follow you and seek and find you in a greater way in my life. I mean, that's what we're called to do. And so I want to have that mindset. You know, in the psalm it talks about, Lord, I love your commands. Lord, I just meditate on your law day and night. You know, that's one of the things about growing in our faith. You know, oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the Lord, you know, as far as his will. Well, then we pray. We ask the Lord, help me to serve you and find that will in my life. Help me to do those things I'm called to do. And that's why we learn about our faith. It's like, that's what the Lord has done for us. And we can have a greater appreciation for the Lord. Well, this is what I'm supposed to do, or this is what the church teaches here and there. It's just like, yeah, I want to do that. Well, I don't necessarily believe it. Well, if the Lord teaches it, I believe it. And I may not understand it, or it may be a struggle, but it's like, hey, if the Lord teaches this, I believe. And it's like to have that mindset. So this is important. And this is, you know, and certainly why we come in part to Mass. It's like we come to Mass and it's every week. It's just like, I want to come and praise and glorify the Lord and give the Lord thanksgiving. Eucharist means thanksgiving. I want to come. And even if I don't get anything out of it, but we get something out of it, obviously. We don't realize it, but we do get something out of it. But just coming, just like, hey, I love you, Lord. I want to do this at a minimum. So Mass really is powerful. You know, one of the other elements that people say, you know, is love is like doing what's best for the other. Now, certainly, you know, if we're dealing with other people, I mean, that can be a powerful way that we love them, right? But what about with God? Doing best for God? Is that love? God's already perfect. God is already all-powerful. God doesn't need us. We certainly need him. So, but think about it this way. When we love God, we actually love ourselves, right? You know, because if God loves us, and we love God, we're loving ourselves. You know, loving ourselves isn't like a pompous thing or, you know, a fake thing. No, it's really loving who God made us to be. We need that today. You know, there's individuals who they're just not loving themselves the way God made us. You know, man or woman, tall, short, little chubbier maybe. Brown eyes, blue eyes, all these different things. God made us just the way he wanted us. And so to respond to that love, Lord, you made me so wonderful. Yeah, we're broken. We have, you know, this is not our final state. There's eternal life if we but follow the Lord and love the Lord. It will be beyond imagining what God has for us. So just to not lose hope, but to really love ourselves in the proper sense. It's like, you've made me wonderful. I've got some things I'm working on, Lord, but I, you know, I love you and you love me. And if you love me, I should love myself. So we actually love ourselves by loving God. So when we say, do what's best for the other in loving God is ourselves. It's kind of like, look in the mirror. So this is, you know, this is important for us to be mindful about loving ourselves, because then we can love our neighbor, and we can't give what we don't have. And if we love ourselves, we can then encourage, you know, others that have a false idea. You know, our society, our culture puts these false ideas, you know, like, oh, you have to be this way, or you have to be this certain type of person, or you have to look this way, or you have to do this, and if you don't do that, you're kind of outcast. No. Each one of us has a specific and important purpose in our lives to find it, to follow it, and not give up on God. I mean, God loves us beyond imagining, and He's going to help us and get us to where He wants us to be. But if we just respond to His love and acknowledge that and keep serving the Lord and thanking the Lord. So something for us really to pray about. Lord, help me to love You with all my being. Help me to love myself so that I can love others.